suitcase and guitar at the front door. Yesterday, he was a child going off to nursery school in blue canvas sneakers and a cherry red backpack. Now he's moving to Austria, an ocean away. There is a girl, an Austrian girl, he met at the university bar. She was studying English, her grammar impeccable, her hair bobbed in bright blonde. She's heading home, and he is following. There's a university in Graz with a music program he wants. Graz, the student city, with 6 universities, 50,000 students, Baroque palaces, and historic old town. Meeting him at the airport, she'll say, I don't want to be instantly married. Can we be friends instead? He'll sleep in her brother's childhood bedroom until he finds a place of his own. In his suitcase, passport, sunglasses, laptop, cell phone, electronic keyboard, a handful of clothes, half a dozen guitar picks, and a map. And of course, there's his guitar. They'll be nearby Amsterdam with its cafes and the High Times cannabis cup and funky emerald clouds of pot. They'll be learning German and living with other students from around the world and drinking beer and whiskey and waking up in a different town in a new girl's bed. There'll be an attempt at lucid dreaming, and of course, there's always his guitar. There'll be dusty bike rides into the countryside with an antique bike, and the surprise of a graveside funeral on the far side of a hill, the coffin covered in Edelweiss. An electronic drum set will be discovered under his bed in the ancient apartment with the thick stone walls. They'll be camping under the stars with the Milky Way for a blanket, crumpled beer cans for his pillow. Radio interviews and talk of playing music free time in bear costume and calling the peace if bears had airplanes. Skyping home, emails, Skyping home. A death in the family, Christmas, and another birthday will pass. Suitcase and guitar at the front door. Can we be friends?